So you don't need any fancy, you know, story to start off this shiur. As we move into Pesach, the four cups, which also is connected to Kiddush, all you have to do is think of, for this question, is all you have to do is think about your own Seder. Everyone has their own unique Seder. And there's always a big hack, big issue amongst your people of your Seder about how fast to go, how slow to go, how in-depth should you go, how non-in-depth should you go. Should the topic of Magid be Moshe Rabbeinu? Should it be Donald Trump? Should it be politics? Should it be, you know, sports? Do you take a detour? Do you just start schmoozing in the middle and then someone has to like bang on the table and redirect back to Magid? How long does it take till you get to that redirect? So the question I think that we have to analyze today, which you may think at first blush has nothing to do with Kiddush, but we'll find out that it really actually has to do very much with Kiddush and very much to do with this year's Kiddush, is are you allowed to talk, discuss other topics during Magid? In other words, can I take a detour and, you know, have the Democrat in the room start fighting with the Republican in the room in the middle of nothing to do? Okay, if it touches on slavery issues, okay, maybe you could argue it has to do with the Seder. But let's assume it has nothing to do with slavery. It has to do with whether they're pro-Elon Musk or anti-Elon Musk. And in the middle of your Seder, people start going off on a side tangent in the middle of Magid. Is that acceptable? Is that not acceptable? And how do I see the answer? How do I determine the answer based on the hilchos halachos of Kiddush and the four cups? So that is our question, which we're going to try to tackle today. And to do this, you have to ask, start with a basic question, which everyone always wonders in the middle of the Seder. Everyone always forgets, myself included, what the halacha is. Are you allowed to drink other liquids, or another glass of grape juice or wine in the middle of the four cups? And does it depend which cup you're drinking it in? So the Mishnah seems like a very innocuous Mishnah. In Maseches Pesachim says, Mazgulo Koshlishi, they pour you, we're in the middle of the Seder now, we just jumped, they pour the third cup, okay? Third cup is poured when? Right after Shulchan Aruch, right? Mevarech al mizona, fine, you make a bracha, you bench, and then you drink it, okay? Revi gomer alav esa halel. The fourth cup you say over halel, right? But omer alav birchas ashir, okay, period. Beina kosos halalu. What does it mean, beina kosos halalu? So the way the Rashbam and others explain this, between cup 2 and cup 3. Because before we were talking about cup 1 and 2. That's set 1. And now set 2 is 3 and 4. So in between these two sets, cup 2 and cup 3, which what takes place during that time? The meal, matzah, maror, korech, right? Okay. Yeah. In between these cups, imrotzeh lishtos, if you want to drink what?
Anything.
Yishteh, you could drink. Bein shlishi l'revi'i, between cup 3 and cup 4, so that's during Hallel, right? Right. Lo yishteh, don't drink. Which leaves us... Okay, fine. So that leaves us with our question. What about between cup 1 and cup 2? It's a very, very long time, arguably the longest time of your Seder, depending on how many kids and Divrei Torah you have to listen to. So, how are you allowed to drink during that time period? Yes or no? Mishnah does not talk about it. Gemara does not talk about it. Drink between cup 1 and 2, yes or no?
But any drink or specifically?
I don't know. You could answer whichever way you want.
I would think because the Mishnah didn't mention it that you're not allowed.
Not allowed. Okay. No?
Did
No issue. You'd say you're allowed to. Yeah. Okay. Five opinions on this. Don't worry. Yeah? We're going to have five opinions. Okay. No, only five. I can only find five. So far, so good. The Rashbam makes a very simple comment on the page, and in Pesachim, at the end of Pesachim, most Pesachim, it's the Rashbam is the primary source on the page. The Rashbam, is a grandson of Rashi, comments like this. V'imratza lishtos, bein rishon l'sheni. If you want to drink between cup one and cup two, yishte, you could drink d'halo memayit tana Ela ben gimel ledalid, because the Tana of the Mishnah only excluded from drinking between 3 and 4, implying, don't worry, we'll make everyone correct, five opinions. But according to the Rashbam, since the Tana only excluded between 3 and 4, that would imply that between 1 and 2, it's fine. And the way he explains a little bit earlier is because wine before a meal doesn't get you drunk. So what would be the problem to drink between 1 and 2?
But also, he said that you can't drink between 3 and 4 only.
Oh, you're saying, right. It says you can't drink between 3 and 4, but it also says, by the way, in the Mishnah, you're allowed to drink between 2 and 3.
So
the implication is not a great implication. Correct. So he's giving a little bit of a svar. I would have read the Rashbam a little bit out of order just to make it clear. But what the Rashbam is saying over here is that, look, before the meal, extra wine doesn't get a person drunk. During a meal, he says, maybe it gets you drunk. Or during the meal, maybe not. After a meal, drink extra wine will for certainly get you drunk. I have no idea if that's true biologically or not.
About all drinks, not just
wine. So I don't know. He's, I agree with you. I'm just reading you a Rashbam. I got five sheets to show him, so you're right. We're going to have to parse it out what drink we're talking about. But simply put, he's talking about yayin. And he says, it doesn't make you drunk. So if you want to drink an extra cup of wine between cup one and cup two, or four extra cups of wine between 1 and 2, not a problem. Mishnah seemingly only excluded between 3 and 4. And anyway, that wine's not going to get you drunk because it's before the meal. And that is very nice. He quotes, it also fits well with another Gemara in Pesachim. It says, Rava used to drink extra wine in Erev Pesach. Why? Even before the meal? Because even though you could have been afraid if you drink a lot of wine Erev Pesach, what's going to happen? You're not going to be hungry for the night of the Seder. He says, no, wine before a meal doesn't get a person drunk and doesn't prevent you from eating at the meal. All is good in the world of Torah. So it seems like just from this Rashbam, it should be totally permitted. Is that really the case? So the opinion number one is the Baal Amar, who says, yeah, of course it's fine to drink between 1 and 2, like the Rashbam said. Why not? What would be the Avera? What would be the reason why it would be prohibited between 1 and 2? It has nothing to do with Hallels or Ein Maftir Nachra Pesach Afikomen. It doesn't have anything to do about eating after Afikomen. It has nothing to do with anything. You're not going to get drunk. Baltosif. Okay, fair point. But maybe Baltosif doesn't approve. Huh? You're not making another bracha also. You're not even saying it's part of the four cups. It's just drinking, right? So it's just a drink. You're thirsty. You say, I'm not having this. You mean announce before you drink it. You stand up, you put on your gartel, and you say, hereby not drinking another cup. I'm just thirsty. My throat's killing me. I'm just knocking down another glass.
Yeah, what's the difference between that and just having a huge cup? You drank the 3.8 ounces.
Okay, so that's a separate issue. That is coming into maybe we have 3 more weeks left, I think, of we'll have to talk about that, how much you're supposed to drink them in your cup. Let's assume that you're following the best opinion. You're supposed to finish the cup, fill up a certain size of the cup, you finish that cup, and done. Yeah, that's the ideal way to do it. That's the upshot of that chabur. So you got nothing left in your cup, but you want to take it and pour another cup, drink it or not. Says the Rashbam, says the Baal Amar, opinion number one, totally permitted, because why not? It doesn't get you drunk, etc. Says the Mordechai, opinion number two. I agree. It's totally fine to drink anything you want. It's totally permitted to drink between one and two. But the reason is because wine is migrer gutter. It will make you hungrier. So in fact, it's actually a good thing, perhaps, to drink. It's an appetizer. It'll whet your appetite for the meal, and we want you to be hungry for matzah. Yeah.
You have to make a separate bracha?
No, you don't make a separate bracha. In fact, do not make a separate bracha. Excellent question. You do not. Yeah. Huh? Right, then you run into all the issues. About those of also was Yotze with the first cup, Huh? Tovimeters, okay, I don't know. That's a whole problem. I don't know. Tovimeters, that's next year. I'm not dealing with Tovimeters this year. You're right. I'm assuming you're having the same grape juices or your same wine. You're having the same Concord Cow, which is what I have. I have the 3.5. You know, the you're having your same Concord Cow the whole entire time. So there's no Tovimeters over here. Okay, so according to the Mordechai, opinion number two, it's permitted, but not because why not, for a very specific reason it's permitted. It's permitted because it will whet your appetite. Now, the difference between opinion number one and number two might be what's permitted also, right? Are you allowed to have seltzer? Are you allowed to have soda, Dr. Brown's, in between one and two? If it's just mutter to drink whatever you want, because why would it be usher? So drink whatever you want. If the whole reason why it's permitted to drink is just to whet your appetite, because a wine will make a person hungrier. I don't know if Dr. Brown does the same thing. It may make you burp a lot, but it's not going to make you necessarily eat more matzah necessarily. Okay, might give you other problems with the sugar. I'm not espousing drinking sugar or diet soda over here, but. Correct. Yeah, zero sugar. You have other problems. You have the zero sugar. Yeah. But so anyway, but water. You add a water, or you add something a healthier drink, well, tea, coffee. Good. So that's a good question. But the question is, are you allowed to have water between cup one and two? According to both of these opinions, probably you're right. Although the Mordechai wasn't so clear, because he said you're allowed to have wine. Because it will make it hungrier. So I don't know, does water count or not? So far, so, but I think you're right. Opinion number one and two, you're right. Opinion number three is where it starts getting a little bit weirder. The Beis Yosef cites the Kolbo, who says that, look, fundamentally you're allowed to drink between cup one and two. But you shouldn't, because we don't want you to get drunk. Now, that seems to cut against some of the other opinions, but that's why it's opinion number three. That, look, if you have 10 cups of wine, I don't care how much it makes you hungrier for the matzah, you're going to get drunk, whether on an empty stomach, not an empty stomach, or whatever it is. So, therefore, opinion number three is this Kolbo, who seems to say, look, fundamentally, halachically, are you allowed to drink between one and two? Yes. Should you drink at least wine? Definitely not. Opinion number four is Tosos. Yeah.
So water,
according to that opinion, would be totally fine. Tosos is opinion number four. He says it depends where in Magid. Everything is permitted up until Asher Ge'olanu. I think that's the last bracha, right, of Magid, right? I think so. Is that when you start getting into the Hallel, you start getting into making the bracha. Fine, at that point, no more drinking. That's an easy opinion to understand as well. That's like the last 4 minutes. By the time you survive all the Divrei Torah, and at that point, that last bracha goes a little bit quickly.
And you want to differentiate between the drinking for the specific cups?
I don't know what his reason. I have to look again what his reasons. I think it's more that, like, it's more of a hefsik issue. I thought that during that last bracha, you shouldn't drink because that's a whole, like, one big type of bracha. It's on the way.
That's a
preview. Exactly. That's how I view that. And ready? I save the best for last. Comes along the Ramban in Sefer Mochamos and says like this. Of course it's usher to drink between cup one and cup number two, because once you poured the second cup, which is done when? Right at the beginning, right by Manishtana, yeah? Then you're in Magid mode. Once you're in Magid mode, It's alakos on that second cup, right? According to some, we could talk about this maybe a whole other shir, is are you supposed to hold the cup the whole entire time? I always say this over. I once had a seder at my in-law's house, and two of my brother-in-laws decided to play a game, how long they could last holding the cup. Now our mag is like 3 hours. I think one of them went like, you know, close to 2 hours holding the cup. This is years ago, holding the cup. It's really the right thing. Rav Soloveitchik says you're really supposed to hold the cup. It's really a mag. It is alakos. So it's if you could do it, you could do it. But you have to have a shorter magid, I think, to be than a 3-hour magid. It's not going to, no matter how strong your hands are, at some point, and you could question, could he wean, not wean? There was like a whole discussion about it. But it was a fun, so, no, but it's a real Indian. But it depends also how big your cup is. It depends how steady your hands are. I mean, some of those are the resurgence, some of them. So, you know, some of them have a certain advantage of doing that. But, so, the Ramban says, there's no drinking once you pour the second cup because it's alakos, it would be inappropriate to pour a cup, it would be inappropriate to do anything, perhaps, once you start magid and pour that second cup. All is good so far. How do we paskin? So you take a Shulchan Aruch, and Shulchan Aruch says, which of these five opinions do you paskin like? Shulchan Aruch writes like this. He says, Imratza lishtos kama shosos. He's talking about between 1 and 2. If you want to drink between 1 and 2 many cups, harishus biyado, you are permitted. Now that doesn't answer anything. You know what that only tells you? It's not like the Kolbo, who said you shouldn't drink because you're going to get drunk. It's also not like this Ramban, opinion number 5, that says it's usur. It's like either opinion number 1, probably not opinion number 4 either, that it's only after a certain point.
No, but none of them say,
yeah,
if the not allowing or the allowing is specific to all drinks or specific to wine. So it could be like those opinions. Maybe you can drink soda according to the Ramban, but you can't drink wine because you already filled up the second cup.
I don't know. So that's going to be my discussion. According to the Ramban, it sounded pretty, you know, broad. It was right, yeah. It was that once you pour that second cup,
no, but maybe when you
finish the sentence.
No, but maybe
I don't know.
But maybe because you poured the second cup, now your focus on wine has to be on the second cup, but the other drinks maybe not.
I can't say that you're wrong because you're going to find Achronim will agree with you. I would say that I think you're going to be the minority understanding of the Ramban. Of the Ramban. Said, but you're right. Read Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says, Imrat yirtza wishtos kamashos, so between 1 and 2, harishos biyado, you can. But then he says, umikol makom, roi wizar, you should be careful, shlo wishtos bein rishon wisheni, imlo witzorch kado, unless you absolutely need to, kidei shlo yishtaker, as long so you don't get drunk, v'yimna miwasas aseder v'kriyas agada. It's like that Kolbo that says,
he's saying, about wine.
Fundamentally, you're allowed to drink even wine. You shouldn't drink wine lest you get drunk. Says the Mishnah Berurah, well, what about other drinks? Exactly Shalom's question over here. What about other drinks? He says, Mishnah Berurah says, writes like this, Mashma dafka yayin. It sounds like wine, Oshar mashkim, or other drinks, Kiyai gavin mishtakir, and I get you drunk. Avo mashke she'en mishtakir, a drink that doesn't get you drunk, Mutter wishtos bein akosos. So all is good in the world of Torah. At this point, everything seems pretty clear. Shulchan Aruch, Mishnah Berurah, is that are you supposed to drink wine in between cup 1 and 2? You could, but don't. Unless there's an absolute need. Can you drink Dr. Brown's between 1 and 2? Yes, according to Mishnah Berurah. Everything is great so far. That Ramban, who was a machmir, who said, don't drink seemingly anything, perhaps, because you're not, once you pour that second cup, your focus must be totally on magid, doesn't make it into the books at all. Yeah? Now, this year, we have a special issue. Matzei Shabbos, was going to be the first Seder. In our first Kiddush, on the night of the Seder, we are not only going to make Kiddush, but we are going to do... So let's read a halacha. You don't even have to turn the page. Or maybe half a page. right over here. And right over here, very simple. Mosgin lo kos rishon, you pour the first cup, umekadishua, this is the night of the Seder, umavarach shechianu, v'imchal b'shabbos, omer v'yichulu, not this year, okay? V'imchal b'matzei shabbos, sound familiar? If it falls on a matzei shabbos, omer yak nahaz, which is the code word for havdalah, all those of yayin, kiddush, ner, havdalah zman. Okay, here's the kicker. Ready for this? Hold on to your yarmulkes for this one. Vim shachach lahavdil. You forget to make havdalah. Whoops, in the first kaddish of the Seder. What should you do? Velo nizkar, and you don't remember ad shehischel hagadah until the middle of Magid. Whoops. What should you do in the middle of Magid? No?
Make it on the second
kaddish. Hmm. Why? Why? Why not the middle of Magid? Hello? Why don't I just stop in the middle of Magid and make Havdalah? No? Why not? I thought we just said before, the halacha was you could drink other drinks for sure. And even we said you could even drink wine. It could be sure, but unless it was Tzar Gadol. You know what a Tzar Gadol is? Havdalah.
No, but maybe as what was just said, since you have very shortly the second cup, you don't have to.
That's so very short. It's another 2 hours, Shom. It's going to take. Yeah?
But you can make Havdalah for Tuesday. I mean,
yeah, but you're supposed to. Yeah, but hello, but you're supposed to make Havdalah right away. Supposed to. So, no? So, says Shulchan Aruch, Yashrama Agada Ad Gaal Yisrael, finish till the second cup, V'acharkach Yavdil, make Havdalah on that second cup. Says the Mishnah Berurah, you know why? You know why you have to wait that long? Because of Dilahavdil take of Kishinizgar to make Havdalah right away in the middle of Magid. Eino Yochol, you're not allowed. Why? Because of the Ramban. Shari Havdalah to Unikos, it needs cup. Vamavar Tzarch, you tell me you need a drink. Ube Emtsa Agada, ready for this? Usser Lahavsik Pishtiya, and they quote the Ramban. So all of a sudden that Ramban, who says he's not allowed to drink at all, not allowed to do anything, perhaps, once the cup is lifted, and once you pour that second cup at the beginning of Magid, you're not allowed to drink anything at all. Perhaps you're not even allowed to talk at all because you're focused on Magid. I thought that Ramban didn't make it into the codes. By our halacha about Havdalah, you see that it does make it into the codes. It seems to be a contradiction within the Mishnah Berurah itself. Says the Halacha, everything I told you up until now about drinking, not drinking, was only talking about by Karpas before Magid. But everyone agrees, he says in Shulchan Aruch, once you hit Magid, we follow that Ramban. No drinking at all between 1 and 2. Not seltzer. Grape juice. Perhaps you're also not allowed to talk. Comes along the Rabbi Yashuv, V'shevet Alev. V'shevet Alev, he says you shouldn't drink water. Rabbi Yashuv said it shouldn't eat or drink anything. Perhaps you shouldn't even talk about other things once you start Magid based on this Ramban. Many poskim, halacha l'maisa, say you should be focused on Magid. Do not have any separate hefsik. Now, I'll be honest, I have a hefsik. Everyone has a hefsik. But the point is that your Magid should not turn into a discussion about Elon Musk. It should be a focused Magid. And the source of that is really this Ramban about Havdalah this year. So just to show you an obscure halacha and something that ain't going to happen perhaps for another 20 years. I don't know, maybe a second night could possibly be on Shabbos, right? I think so, no? Right? I know for 20 years we're not having Purim on Sunday. So I don't know if Pesach's going to come again, Matzei Shabbos, the first night. I don't think again for another 20 years. So the real Seder that you're having that first night to have Havdalah, this halacha, not going to come up with 20 years, but yet it's relevant every single Magid that you are now to be mafsik, not supposed to talk about other things because of this Rambam.